November 3rd, 10 days A.N. Chapter 4. A young man stared at Jess, his eyes silent but damning. "I'm sorry," Jess tried to say, but she couldn't speak, couldn't reach out. She was frozen, stuck in place. With a start, Jess shivered awake. The image of the young man faded, replaced by a thin yellow light. Dreams were the place where wishes and fears came to life, she understood now, and when wishes and fears were the same, the dreams became nightmares. Blinking, her mind reassembled, one nightmare replaced by another. She leaned into Giovanni, breathing in his now familiar scent. "Hey," she whispered, nudging his shoulder. Ector was cradled between them, their sleeping bags piled together in a nest in the back seat of the Humvee. Jess pulled her arms free, felt the cold outside of her burrow, and wished she could stay wrapped up all day. The windows of the Humvee seemed coated, but not in snow, something translucent. A dirty yellow light filtered through, just enough to see. They had turned off the Humvee's engine in the night, turned off the heating, after they got their sleeping bags out. Giovanni jumped up, his eyes wide.
"It's okay,"
Jess whispered, holding one finger to her mouth, looking down at Ector. "Everything's fine. I think it's morning. I'm going to look outside." He nodded and pulled his arms around the boy, who mewled and curled into him. Jess extricated herself from the bundle of sleeping bags and blankets, shivering. The cold of the leather seats seeped into her back. She pulled on a fleece and slid into her boots, then wriggled into the front seat and pulled on her parka, hat, and mitts. Taking a deep breath, bracing herself for the cold, she steadied herself and unlocked the passenger side door. She pushed, but it didn't budge. A hard edge crept into her chest. With a twinge of desperation, she threw her shoulder into it. Not an inch. Her heart rate kicked up. Had they been buried? She remembered grinding to a halt in the whiteout, the thunder snow, bursts of lightning crackling around them deep into the night. Violent surges of wind had buffeted the Humvee, strong enough to rock the heavy vehicle. It seemed to come from all points on the compass. Between the blasts of wind were stretches of eerie calm, just long enough to think it might be over.